This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has been killed in U.S.-Israel airstrikes. The death of Iran's supreme leader occurred after a joint U.S. and Israeli aerial bombardment that targeted Iranian military and governmental sites. Iranian state TV has confirmed the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Reports suggest that around 40 Iranian officials were also killed in the strikes. The 40-day state mourning has been declared in Iran. Iranian state media reported at least 201 dead and more than 700 injured. In response, Iran launched attacks throughout the Middle East. Apparent Iranian strikes have been reported in Dubai, Doha, Bahrain, and Kuwait, places with U.S. military bases or that are allied to the U.S. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned the U.S.-Israeli airstrikes on Iran and called for an immediate return to negotiations to pull the region and the world back from the brink of a wider war. Addressing an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council, the UN chief said everything must be done to prevent further escalation.
I have condemned the massive military strikes by the United States and Israel against Iran. And I also condemn the subsequent attacks by Iran violating the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Qatar, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. We are witnessing a grave threat to international peace and security.
Indian External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held urgent talks with leaders from Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Bahrain and Kuwait to emphasize the need for peace and diplomacy. A primary focus of these discussions was ensuring the safety of the nearly 10 million Indians living in the region, with Gulf leaders reassuring India of their commitment to the community's security. The Indian government has advised its citizens to remain vigilant and airlines have been directed to avoid affected airspace. Indian embassies in West Asia have urged Indian nationals to follow advisories issued in the view of the prevailing regional situation. The Indian embassy in Israel has asked Indian nationals who are temporarily in the country to follow its earlier advisory and register at indembassyisrael.gov.in/indian_national_reg to facilitate timely assistance and communication. The Indian embassies in UAE, Qatar, Syria, Iraq, Palestine, Kuwait, Bahrain and Jordan have also advised Indian nationals to exercise caution, avoid unnecessary travel and strictly follow safety guidelines and local advisories in the view of prevailing regional situation. Ministry of Civil Aviation, MOCA, has announced that 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today due to escalating tensions between Iran and Israel. In a social media post, the MOCA said the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, is closely working with airlines to ensure passenger safety and compliance with operational regulations. Due to airspace restrictions over Iran and parts of the Middle East, 410 flights were cancelled yesterday, and 444 flights are expected to be cancelled today. Passengers are advised to check their flight status with airlines before heading to the airport. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple development projects worth 7,100 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry today. Prime Minister reached Chennai last night after his visit to Rajasthan and Gujarat yesterday. In Puducherry, Mr. Modi will inaugurate, dedicate to the nation and lay the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 2,700 crore rupees this morning. Chief Justice of India Suryakant arrived in Tirupati last night on a two-day visit to Andhra Pradesh. He was accorded warm welcome at the airport by AP High Court Chief Justice Dheeraj Singh Thakur, judges of the High Court and senior state government officials. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have been knocked out despite a 5-run win over Sri Lanka in their Super 8 Group 2 match at Palakkale last night. And today, India will face West Indies in their final Super 8 clash at Eden Gardens at 7 p.m. IST. The result will determine India's fate in the tournament. And that is the end of this news bulletin.